Talks scheduled among continuing attacks. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Discussions between representatives from Russia and Ukraine scheduled to resume shortly as suspected Russian bombs fall on targets in central Kiev.
Loud explosions rang out in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv. Airstrikes again apparently hitting that city. An apartment building apparently hit once more. We understand there are casualties. We do not have confirmation at this point of how many people were killed and injured in this strike.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in Lviv. The leaders of Poland, the Czech Republic, and Slovakia will travel to Kiev on a European mission to show support for Ukraine. President Biden will reportedly travel to Brussels next week to meet with NATO allies. Fox News State Department correspondent Benjamin Hall has been wounded, covering the attacks on the outskirts of Ukraine. Details are few, but Hall is hospitalized. The United Nations chief is warning that Russia's war on Ukraine is holding a sword of Damocles over the global economy. Secretary General Antonio Guterres says it's especially hitting poor developing countries, which are now seeing their breadbaskets being bombed. Guterres says Russia and Ukraine represent more than half of the world's supply of sunflower oil and about 30% of the world's wheat. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan warning China not to assist Russia in the invasion.
Less about changing their mind and more about making clear with them what the consequences would be should they take additional actions to support this invasion.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the warning to Beijing included not supplying weapons to Russia or helping them evade U.S. sanctions. Wall Street Monday, the Dow up a point. NASDAQ dropped 262. The S&P 500 down 31. Worries about possible new coronavirus cases pushing stocks sharply lower in Hong Kong and Shanghai. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The parents of an alleged Michigan high school shooter due back in court today.
It's a pretrial hearing in Oakland County Court for James and Jennifer Crumbly, who are each accused of four counts of involuntary manslaughter for allegedly giving their son the gun used in the mass shooting in November at Oxford High School in the murder of four students and injury of seven others, including a teacher. The couple also accused of failing to get their son mental help despite numerous warning signs. 15-year-old Ethan Crumbly is charged as an adult facing murder, attempted murder, terror, and other charges and has indicated a plea of insanity. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Ohio has dropped its requirements for a permit to carry a concealed weapon. Governor Mike DeWine signing the constitutional carry bill into law. Idaho state lawmakers have finished work on a bill that would ban most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy and sent it to Governor Brad Little for his signature. Critics claim the law violates the Constitution and say most women don't know they're pregnant after just 6 weeks. A judge in Britain has denied Julian Assange's request to appeal the decision to extradite him to the United States to face spying charges. The madness that is college basketball's big spring tournament begins today.
Dayton, Ohio takes center stage for the College Hoops World for the first of the first four play-in games that'll help set the field for the round of 64 in the men's basketball bracket. It all starts off with a Lone Star State showdown for the 16th seed in the Midwest region as Southland champions Texas A&M Corpus Christi take on SWAC champs Texas Southern. Winner will advance to Thursday's matchup against top seed the Midwest Kansas. Tip off in that one coming up at 6:40 p.m. Eastern. That's followed by a showdown for the 12th seed in the East region as Wyoming and Indiana square off, both schools entering the big dance on at-large bids. The winner will square off against 5th seed in the region St. Mary's on Thursday. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.